Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Boy, what a great show. Learning a lot about Freedom Boat Club from Dan Hasbrook. I had no idea what this club was like. And, of course, my buddy Jeff Hughes, H&H Marine, done a lot of work for me on my boat, both Yamaha as well as diesel engines. Like a whole fleet, the whole Let's Talk about fleet.
Same with our Yamaha 300. I wish that people could hear the show during the breaks, because Pete and I are both just firing questions, boat questions at Dan. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? What's going on with this?
Some cool stuff.
Wealth of knowledge in the studio today, for sure.
No doubt about it. And what a phenomenal prize we're giving away, too.
Well, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, really, really we're stoked and so proud and so thankful to Dan and Freedom Boat Club. Somebody is basically going to get, they're going to be a member for a day, and we're giving away what is a trial membership. It's $1,000 value, and basically you're going to get the full training that any new member would be. Then your access to one of the boats, one of the 40 boats in the fleet, and you're going to get to go fishing for the day Freedom Boat Club. It's an amazing opportunity, and it'll allow somebody to really see what a cool value and what a cool opportunity this Freedom Boat Club really is. But a really cool prize, and Dan, again, we're really stoked. That was such a generous thing to give to our listeners there, man. A great opportunity, and if you want your opportunity at winning that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Dan about Freedom, your chance to talk about Jeff about anything that floats, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Indeed. Let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, bro. Today it's time for the Fish Report. Our FishDope.com catch report today is sponsored by the Sato Line Winder Kit. It has everything that you need except the plywood board. Pardon me. Your plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder. It's comparable to line winders that go up to thousands of dollars and more. All for under $300. No doubt about it, it is the best value in high-tech line winders. Get yours at the Longfin. We have them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle or other selected tackle stores.
Right there.
Yeah, we have one up right next to our line machines just so a guy can see how easy it is.
I have one at home. I use it all the time.
Yeah, the same. It's a great line machine. It's very easy to use. Variable speed, foot control, just like we have in the shop. You know, with your drill selection capable of very high torque for winding Power Pro, it's a really, really nice line machine for under $300. You're going to be stoked on it.
No question about it. Let's go talk to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and guests there. Well, guys, what a crazy week this has been between the blazing hot weather, thunderstorms, and some insanely good fishing. It's definitely been one for the record books, for sure. It's just staggering. Starting up this way, guys, talk a little bit about Catalina there. It's been a little bit on the slow bell for some time there. Some very weird brown slimy water in some various areas. It's very strange water conditions. But starting to straighten out a little bit up west there. Water cleaned up a little bit and some new fish, new yellowtails moved in. Some nice little spots the yellowtails were seen yesterday and biting a little bit. And there's still a dab of squid around the island. So overall, that bodes well for the fall season. Now it's past Labor Day. The crowds thin out and actually becomes fishable over there again. At San Clemente Island, two strikes against us here this weekend. Lots of Navy grief still going on and a big wind forecast on the outside. Conditions are going to be tough at best. But been some absolutely amazing fishing in the big bluefin zone around the island there. That big fish really let their guard down this week. There's been so many over 200. And I know of at least five fish over 300 just this past week here. So most of those bigger ones were caught on flyers, either live flyers or frozen flyers, suspended and under various combinations of kites and balloons. And definitely a heavy tackle scenario, but for sure. But, God, the amount of big ones is just staggering to contemplate. Closer to home, that smaller grade bluefin and yellowfin's also bite really well from just outside the 9 down toward that 302, 371, 425 zone. It's been really good fishing, and unlike outside where, again, it's heavy tackle only, this inshore fish is definitely finesse fishing. It's light line, small hooks if you want to be successful for sure, 20-pound fluorocarbon. And a number two, like a little small circle hook is the way to go with those, and a hot bait, of course. That's definitely the way to go there. And then also, as we get, this is a side note, we get a little later in the season here, I'm starting to get some reports of that bigger yellowfin showing up more from the outside. One of my friends fishes commercial rockfish, and he was fishing up above the west end of Catalina, saw a spot of 40, 50, 60-pounders jumping around there, and had another report from a friend of mine on a charter boat coming home from Cometti, saw some bigger fish in with porpoise. They didn't bite, but they saw them. And last year in the fall, we had 50, 80 pounds inside that porpoise inside Cometti there. So, yeah, we got that coming. And,
it's
you
coming,
know,
man.
If I had
the
more
best,
time.
Wait, is the best yet to come, or is it here?
Oh, no. I think the best is yet to come because the fish stay around and the crowds thin out and the weather typically mellows out. And, you know, our fall fish and September, October, and usually well into November and sometimes December, it's just spectacular.
Yeah.
So it's far from over. And, you know, if I had another 5 or 10 minutes, we could talk about marlin and all the swordfish and all that stuff that's around.
All this other stuff, yeah. There's a lot of all of that around. And, of course, fishdope.com. You may not have it all, but fishdope.com has it all for sure. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, hook up now. Mark, now is the time to be a part of fishdope.com because you'll get all the information, know right where the fish are biting. And how do we find you?
Yeah, you know, Danny and Jeff do a fantastic job with that report. It's kind of a thankless job sitting there listening to the radio and gathering up all this information day after day after day and then summarizing it. But they, again, do a fantastic job. And Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website's pacificedgetackle.com, and we'll talk to you guys next week. No telling what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, next Saturday we'll be back, and, of course, talking to Mark Wish. Thanks a lot, Mark, and talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, buddy. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
I think you got a pretty good preview of what I'm going to tell you there, too. Some very good fishing still going on. Those full-day trips, man, they're still seeing all those yellowfin, and there's starting to be some bluefin popping in the count, too. Thursday at San Diego, I actually had 50 bluefin to go with 42 yellowfin and a skipjack. Seeing some little bit of yellowtail mix in there, too. So pretty much everything we've seen there, some light line fishing, small hooks, very good overall there. The overnight's very similar. A lot of bluefin in the mix there, yellowfin, occasional yellowtail, but, I mean, got some great weather. We got some great fishing. It's what we've been seeing for the last few weeks here, and it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. And we're running full days. Generally, we're going to have, if we have the boats available, we're going to put two of them on there because those things are selling out pretty quickly. So definitely check the website. And I know everyone wants to go to San Diego, but some of those other boats are just doing great out there. You know, the new C4th running those, the Sea Watch, had the Pacifica run a few of those, the Tribute ran a trip, and just all around good full day and overnight fishing there. So definitely check that out. C4thlanding.com. Give us a call down here at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, hop in the tackle shop there, get your gear for those trips, like I said, those small hooks, get that light fluorocarbon leader there, and get out there fishing. Like Mark was saying, there, September, October, some of our best fishing that we have year-round. You know, so the crowds are a little smaller.
That was
exactly.
That was really cool what you mentioned in the beginning there, too, was seeing Captain Matt when he was taking the San Diego at that score of bluefin. And that was
some really nice looking fish,
too. You know, seeing their Instagram photos there, like that grade of bluefin was real deal.
Yeah, and like I said, this is all, guys, on a full day, or, you know, what we used to say the three-quarter day, but, you know, full day now. This is amazing fishing. Being able to do that and come home and sleep in your own bed, it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool, too, to see Captain Matt do it. Like, you're going to start having, you know, you're going to have start people trying to book when Booger's taking a day off.
Just,
you know, don't even worry about it. Just go out when the boat's available. Yeah. It doesn't matter who you get at this point. Those guys are doing great.
No doubt about that, Marcos. Well, a great report, as always. So glad to hear of the excellent fishing going on down at C4th. One more time, if somebody wants to book a spot to get in on the action while it's still so red hot, how do we do it?
go to the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule is up there. You can make reservations for all of those trips straight online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, or you can come down and visit us in person, browse the tackle shop, make some reservations, and get out there fishing.
Great call, man. Appreciate that as always, Marcos. A great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, let's head up to Alaska. Maybe for the last time, I believe, Captain John from Whalers Cove Lodge. Last report of the season, is that right, John?
That is right. We had our last fishing day yesterday, and what a spectacular day it was. I'm going to start off, though, with my last day of guiding. We got 11 black cod in 360 feet of water.
How is that a thing? That's so cool that they're so shallow up there. That's awesome.
Well, they're not always, but when you find where they're hanging out and feeding for whatever reason, you can take advantage of it. And the great news is it's super close to the lodge, so that was a lot of fun. Now, here's the spectacular catch. If you recall, last week I told you about a 25-pound yellowline. Well, here's the story. We've got a gal on a boat with Captain Ethan, and they're jigging, and she's already got a yellowline. She hooks this yellowline, and it wasn't too deep. I think it was, you know, less than 200 feet of water. Pulls it up, and they measure it. It was 38 inches long.
Oh.
And then they had to descend it down, and it didn't pop back up, so that was all good. He took it all the way back to the bottom with a descender. And then she pulls up a 36-incher and, once again, had to put it all the way back to the bottom.
Wow.
And it was all good. And then they're moving around this little reef, and she catches a monster lingcod, 53 inches.
Oh, that's a near-record lingcod.
That is huge. The Alaska state record was 55 inches. So this thing was over 50 pounds. It was gigantic. So spectacular.
Boy, she's one lucky angler.
No doubt. That's awesome.
I wonder if he caught it on those flat falls that I left with Ethan. Huh? I wonder if that, because that's...
Yeah, I think that's what they did catch it on.
Ah, I left those with Ethan, see? Yeah.
The story doesn't end there. She continues and her husband to catch these monster halibut. I think they had a 61 or 2, a 64. They also got a 74-inch halibut, a 220-pounder that they released, and she won the 2-for-1. I think she had the best fishing day of her entire life.
That's pretty impressive.
And that was all in one day, John?
All in one day.
All right, so how did our good buddy Gus from Burbank do? Did he catch some fish while he was up there?
Yeah, he fished with me for a day, and he was with me when we caught the 11 black cod.
Oh, nice.
And he caught some halibut, and then he went out with Garfield and got coho. He had a great time. Gus is a great guy.
He is. And hopefully he brought you some smoked salmon.
No.
Oh, well, you should have kicked him off the boat.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
well,
you didn't know.
But I guess he'll be back with you next year. But
yep.
He had a great time, and it was a great finish to a fantastic season. As far as I can remember, this was the best halibut season we've ever had. And I think it was the best yellow eye season, the best lingcod season. We had a boat come in the other day. Actually, it was two boats of self-guiders. They went to Russian Reef. They had five keeper lingcod, which was really cool. All nice fish.
Wow. And that's not easy to get in that slot, that the keeper lingcod. For
30
sure.
to 35 inches is not easy.
Pretty narrow.
But they also released some overs as well, so... You know, we had a lot of boats taking advantage of Russian Reef. We had coho that were a little hard to find, but they were around, so you had to go to different areas, which, you know, when you go to different areas, then you end up bottom fishing different areas and coming up with some great catches. And when you come next year, you'll have to get Ethan to take you to his new secret spot.
He's got a new secret spot. All right. Well, Captain John, Whalers Cove Lodge, you've done such a great job through the season, and what's next for you? You headed home and going fishing, right?
Yep. I'm going to spend the night in Juneau tonight, and I'll be home tomorrow, and I'll be on the water on Monday. Fishing, of course. That's what I do.
That's right. All right. Well, Captain John, and of course, you have a great line of products, too, for people that like to fish. Why don't you give a plug to your products there?
Sure. I've got all kinds of bottom fishing products, salmon fishing products. I've got some rods for tuna fishing, for halibut fishing. And you can find my stuff at squidlures.com, squidlures.com. And if you want to check out Whalers Cove Lodge and get booked, because seriously, we are booking up so fast for 2020, and we've already got two dates sold out for 2021. They need to give Jay a call at 1-800-423-3123. Again, it's 1-800-423-3123. And check us out online at whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. Check out our YouTube channel, our Facebook, and check out your Facebook and your YouTube, because you've got videos and you've got stuff about Whalers Cove Lodge. When's the date that your group is coming up next year?
You bet we do. It's in August there. I believe it's August 11th, something like that. And I'm not sure that there's spots available. There may be a spot or two available, but like you say, not too early to book for 2021, because we always already have those dates set aside too. Captain John, Whalers Cove Lodge, again, thanks for a great season, and we'll talk to you next June, right?
That's right. As soon as we get up here and start fishing, I'll give you a call.
All right. Thanks a lot, John, and great job. Appreciate your help.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with Fish Pros the market, we have fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And now the spices and rubs are available right there at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. So when you come back with your Freedom Boat Club, you can just slide on down to Dana Landing, Mission Bay, pick up some of that pokey, that fresh pokey kit from Fisherman's Processing, and away you go.
Yeah, good stuff for sure. Hey, phones are packed up. You want to get through, one line open, 833-288-0973. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. And just to confirm, Pete, you were dead right. August 11th through the 15th is the Whalers Cove for next year. So, good time, man. And like you said, not too early to book for next year, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, phones are packed. If you want to get your opportunity, 833-288-0973. Your chance not only to talk to the boys, but also to win that killer membership for the day. Let's talk to Jack. Jack's calling us from Ramona this morning. Hi, Jack. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Jeff, can you keep a boat out overnight or say take it to Catalina?
So what we do is we're regulated by our insurance, so we don't have any nighttime boating. The boats can be run sunrise to sunset. However, if you do want to take a boat out overnight, you can have it moored or put it in a slip. So if you stayed in San Diego, let's say you did a staycation with your wife or something down at the Los Hotel, you could do that. You could definitely take a boat to Catalina and stay overnight as long as you have a mooring ball. So, yeah, absolutely.
Not on anchor, but on a mooring ball.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just use your reservations for Thursday and for Friday.
That's
you
right.
Take the boat over, you stay overnight. Those are your 2 days. Away
That's
you
right.
go.
That's absolutely. Cool. And we've got the location out of Huntington. That's a different franchise owner. His name's Andrew Hard. One of my best friends. We went to middle school and high school together and college in Florida, and now we both own Freedom Boat Clubs out here.
No kidding.
That's pretty funny.
Really cool story.
So if you wanted a shorter run,
that's right.
You go use one of the Freedom Boat
that's
Clubs
right.
and you
yeah.
go to Catalina.
And if you happen
night.
To live up there and you want to join his club because you use it more, by all means, please do.
Yeah, all right. Very good.
I dig this, man. I think it's a cool idea.
Great concept. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 833-288-0973. I want to mention, while we're on the subject of Alaska, you know, our Whalers Cove Lodge, August 11th next year, is likely pretty close to sold out, but there may be a spot left or a spot on the waiting list. Our Katmai Lodge trip in July that you're going on is sold out.
Yeah.
That's done. And then our Kingfisher Charters trip, which is in mid-June, prime time for the giant kings and fantastic halibut and rockfish and black cod and all that. That trip is close to sold out, too.
That trip is 22 years in the making it took us to...
Well, I think it's now we're on our 23rd
23,
year.
Yeah. It's the most prime time one could be up there. It's a great opportunity that often takes... You know, I mean... You know, fish are fish, and they decide when to go. But the advantage of that one, it's prime time king salmon run. It's typically very good weather. It's a really, really good time to be in Sitka. And when you're there, there is no better operation than Kingfisher Charters.
Oh, no
it's,
doubt
it's
about it.
Awesome.
And both Rick and I are going this year. Steve Pinard and Dana Landing is going to go with us. So it's going to be a good fun in mid-June. So you want to go KingfisherCharters.com. Go to the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on the Kingfisher Charters banner and come with us.
I always say the same thing. Like, if you know that you're going to go, man, book that spot now, because come Fred Hall time, come, you know, come when those things roll around, all those spots are gone. And yeah, that trip sells out every year, no question. It's not maybe. It's just it's a matter of, you know, when, not if. So get your spot and come with us. It's a really, really fun time.
Yeah, it's a good time, no doubt about it. And Alaska's popular.
Yeah.
And we have the prime spots. So you want to come with us, get on it.
Yep, no doubt.
All right, let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it. 833-288-0973. That's how you talk to Dan and Jeff. We're going to talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. It sounds like a great deal. I used to have a boat, but, you know, things happen. So this sounds interesting. But my real question is, with the membership, and say you took the boat out six times or eight times a year, you know, what would that, what's the bottom line on that? And is it fueled up? Do you have fuel costs additionally to that, or do they fuel it up when you get there?
Yeah, so it's topped off for you when you go out, and you have the opportunity to either fill the boat yourself. You'd have to pay for the gas, or we can fill it for you for the fuel plus a small fee, $10, just to have the staff fill it up.
And there's fuel docks both at both locations, right?
Absolutely.
Next door.
Yeah,
that's why you did it.
Yeah, we picked it that way. Dana Landing and Cabrillo, there's fuel docks right next door.
Yeah.
Obviously, Dana Landing's got a lot more to it, you know, bait and everything else, the tackle shop. So, but pricing wise, I do have some pricing if everybody wants to write something down. The entry fee ranges from $3,750. That's $3,750 to get in, to $7,000 to get in. A lot of it's just based on if you want to join with your friends or family, join by yourself, and some usage. And then monthly dues are between $225 and $425 plus tax. Again, the same thing. We've kind of got some plans for everybody, from business memberships to individual memberships to buddy plans to we just came out with the FBC Lite for somebody in this gentleman's situation is only going to go out less than 10 times a year. I've got a nice package for them. We realize that some people want to do that too. So
now, are the different packages all still associated with the affiliate members too?
Everything but the FBC Lite. It was just a local plan we created for some people who want a boat less than 10 times a year. We noticed that a lot of people just have a lot going on, and maybe they only want to fish.
What a great idea.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah. Fish or use the boat in Mission Bay, the family boats and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so. I'll be honest, I'm totally surprised. That was considerably less money than I would have thought, especially for getting into, and then, you know, that's certainly less, that's less money per month than what you would pay for a slip payment anywhere. I secretly was expecting it to be considerably higher than that. I was really surprised.
Yeah,
that's
the
cool.
The $425 plus tax a month is the unlimited plan with you and a spouse, it's great. It, like you said, it's less than a slip payment, and when the average boat that we have in the fleet's between 75 and 100K, and like I said, about 40 of them. Yeah, it's nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So what if somebody lives in Florida or in the Midwest or whatever, and they hang out here, can they buy that membership from you, and or do they have to go to that affiliate club to be the base member there?
No, our members can join anywhere we want. We understand exactly. You know, we've definitely, I have a lot of people that live in Phoenix, and if there happened to be a club in Phoenix, which there's not, they certainly could join me full time, and they do. I've got a bunch of guys that live out there that used to own boats here. They join the club because they want to fish, and they don't want to deal with the hassle. So.
Are a majority of the locations saltwater destinations?
Yeah, that was going to be my question, too.
Excellent question. They are, just because of how much coast we have in the United States, but there are a lot of freshwater. I mean, you've got most of the Great Lakes covered, from Ohio up to Michigan, a couple locations actually in Detroit. You've got Chicago, a bunch of locations in Texas, all through Austin. Those are excellent locations. Austin's a wonderful town. One of my favorite spots is out of Charlotte, North Carolina, on Lake Norman. That's an really beautiful location. They're all over. So
that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But mostly saltwater, but still some big freshwater.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Sam, hope that helped you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973.
All right. Let's jump back into them. We're going to talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys today?
Great.
You know, you go to these boat shows, and like the Defiance, I was all over that boat, looking in and out, and the roominess of the cabin and all that, with that separate room. And you don't know about the boat. And you go on a sea trial with these dealers, that's not like going on a whole day. So if you're not sure what boat you want, and you got all these center consoles, you might end up liking a 24-foot center console. So if you joined it for a whole year, you could sea trial all these boats before you went and made the big decision.
Yeah, no doubt.
What a great idea.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then if you have a small business, I think I could probably write this off. Take one client every time, write it off.
I like your style.
Yeah, I can, on the boat club side, I can one up for you, and this is where the relationship between Freedom Boat Club and H&H Marine gets really exciting, is, we have something called Try It Before You Buy It. So if you give me that $7,000 entry fee, you use the club for any amount of time, 6 months, 5 years, 10 years, I'm gonna instantly give you that money back in a credit towards a new Defiance at H&H Marine.
Really?
So your money's secure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's a really good call.
So if you, you want to try the boats, and you have how many in the fleet right now?
We've got 40 boats. Oh, Defiance specific, I've got 3, and next year we'll have double that.
Double that.
Yeah. So
that's cool. Yeah.
That's a great concept.
And to Chuck's point, that's a great call, too. Like, if you assumed you were going to be a Defiance pilot house guy, but you ended up taking out the center console and liked the additional room, maybe that sways your decision, or vice versa. You know, you always considered yourself a center console guy, but driving home from the tuna grounds, you really like shutting the door and turning the tunes on and being dry the whole way. Like, that gives you the option of actually fishing those boats without it really costing you anything.
Yeah.
I dig it, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. We're actually doing a center console conversion to a pilot house guy sea trial on Monday.
Oh.
H&H Marine, so.
Okay. Jeff smiling.
Yeah.
You do those? Do you do those sea trials?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. When do you have time to do all this?
No doubt.
Well, we're closed on Monday.
So. Oh, I got you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. If you want to get through, talk to the boys and have your shot at winning that one-day trial membership. 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 8th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, PowerPro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkeley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle, free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle and hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed using your smart speaker? Just say, okay, Google, play 97.3 The Fan.
Streaming 97.3 The Fan from radio.com.
Walks like a duck.
Use Google Home to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. I know we mentioned before, if you want to get your opportunity to talk to the boys, that's 833-288-0973.
Yeah, that one-day Freedom Boat Club membership, it's up for grabs, worth $1,000. You get the training, you get the full-day use of the boat. That's at the pretty nice, generous offer there. Speaking of boats, we're talking about all the great boats that you have at Defiance. Give us an idea. Somebody wants to get into their own boat. What, Jeff, are we looking at as far as, like, somebody wants to get one of those, like that 22-foot. That's a great boat.
Yeah. Great question, Pete. Thanks. So, you know, super trailerable.
Yep.
Not terribly long. Ours is, you know, pretty styled out for the Southern California fishermen. So we got a windlass on there. We got rocket launchers.
Really?
Oh,
yep.
Cool.
You know, little porta potty head inside. Okay. 42-gallon bait tank. You know, we got the kill boxes. Digital setup with a inline 200 on the back. You know, the boat.
Is that the inline 4?
Yep.
Super efficient one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Yep.
And so how much fuel do you have on the boat?
129 gallons.
So you're gonna go. You can easily go to San Clemente Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go catch some big bluefin, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, that boat retails for just under
$100,000. Uh-huh.
We've got it listed right now for a fall special for $89,900.
Wow.
But, you know, we're looking to get people fishing before the bluefin. But, I mean, you heard earlier on the show. I mean, the fish are going to bite till December, hopefully.
Yeah,
right?
We hope.
So,
great time to get in.
We're rolling out some really special deals.
Does that include trailer?
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here. Oh,
boat, motor, trailer, bait tank, windlass.
The whole program.
The electronics, the whole thing.
Yeah, mention this show, and we're putting you in the boat for $80,000.
$80,000.
Yep. And you figure, there's 10 grand of add-ons onto that thing. Between, you know, when you start adding up costs of doing windlasses and bait tanks and rocket launcher and that kind of stuff, I mean, there's 10 grand's worth of parts that are screwed and glued to that boat.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a real offshore boat, too.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. What a great
deal. Going everywhere you want to go.
Yeah. No doubt.
That's Yamaha power, too.
It is Yamaha. We're setting these prices out there. We want to let everybody in SoCal know that we're the only Defiance dealer in SoCal, and we want to get them in boats.
Throughout Southern California.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. For you guys,
so whether you're in L.A., Orange County, you have a lot of listeners up and down.
You give us a call. That's
too.
Right. You give us a call, and we got this Let's Talk Hookup special down at $80,000 for that boat.
That's the 22.
In the yep.
And is that a cabin model?
Yep, the Admiral.
The Admiral.
Yes.
Okay.
The EX.
So you have an enclosed cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A V-berth up in the bow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? The whole thing?
It's a little SoCal fishing machine. That
That's
thing
cool.
is
wow.
fantastic.
And a lot of deck space.
A lot of deck space. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Trailer that with an F-150. I mean, it's a great boat.
And again, the best part of coming home with that boat is when you're done fishing for the day, you're sitting in the captain's chair, you close the door, you put the tunes on, you're dry and comfortable the whole ride home. There's no spray, there's no foul weather gear. It's just a very comfortable platform, but still a huge cockpit for a 22-footer.
Yeah, it actually has four captain's chairs inside of it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
really?
So that's unique. I really like. Instead of a bench seat or something else, there's four captain's chairs on the way home. You guys are all sitting down, relaxing.
And this is a brand new boat.
It's a brand new boat.
Brand new boat.
Ready to go.
Wow.
Hook it up to your truck, drive away.
That's a great deal. And like you said, you can tow it with an F-150.
Easily.
It's not something you need a three-quarter.
No, you don't. Yeah, I love that boat because you can throw it in the driveway. It really is truly a nice SoCal fishing boat.
Yeah, for sure. So how does one get information on that?
Yeah, so our phone number is 619-381-8480, hhmarinesd.com. You give us a call. We'll take you on a sea trial, show you the boat. Great salesman, Brian. He can take you through everything, show you all the options if you wanted to upgrade. You can even order a boat for the season right now. We'd offer great discounts on that. Lots of boats in the inventory. Every single pilot house except for the big 290 Guadalupe is here, the 220 Admiral, the 250 Admiral, the 270 Admiral. All ready to go right now.
You all have them at H&H Marine there.
That's right.
All right.
And what have become the more popular ones in your fleet as far as the Defiance models go? Like, what is the boat that seems to go the most?
I mean, the 220 is such a great boat.
Yeah.
It really does everything you want it to do. Yeah, it's a great platform for 2 to 4 guys fishing. It's light.
It's got the right blend of efficiency and comfortable good fishing ride.
Yep, great bay tank. I love that you get out of the weather. It's got the full stand-up door that's all glass. Yeah, everything about it's great.
That's cool.
Which boats do you have in the Freedom Boat Club?
We have the 220 Admiral.
Oh, yeah. You do?
Yep,
you
that's exactly right. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
But with that 250, we just got that one in with the gray hull for on H&H Marine in the inventory. Man, that boat's pretty.
So your saltwater fishing boats, are they a mix of center console, pilot house, walkthroughs? Like, what are the layouts of some of the fishing boats that are in the club?
In Freedom Boat Club, the center consoles we have are Key West. It's a 24-foot Key West with a 200, same inline for fuel-efficient Yamaha, 50-gallon bay tank in that boat. People love that boat.
Yeah,
we're going to get more of those. We're going to get more of the Defiance pilot houses, and those are the two big boats.
Yeah.
We ran Cobias for quite a while there, but we're starting to get rid of those and move on to the Key West.
Okay.
All right,
that's cool.
Good. Well, let's jump in the phones. 833-288-0973. You're still your chance to get through.
Tony in Carlsbad is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Tony? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Rick. How are you? Good morning. It's Tony Clark and Freedom Boat Club member. I have a couple of questions. First, I'll make a comment about the Freedom Boat Club option. I love it. And thank you, Dan, for now phasing in more Key Wests and the Defiance. I'm not going to say anything negative about the Cobias, but I'm happy for the new swap out.
Thank you very much. But, we listen That's to funny. You guys, and you're right about the Cobias. We're going to switch over. So.
Yeah, and Dan and Rick both know I'm just recovering from surgery. I'm looking forward to taking out one of those new Defiance of the 21st. But, Rick, on that nice reel you sold me yesterday, what pound test was the Spectre? I forgot to ask you.
Tony came in, recovered from surgery, got his doctor's approval, time to go fishing, so was rewarded with a came into shopping spree to go get himself a new reel yesterday and got a Tranx 500. Was looking for a good cast and retrieve jig reel, whether it be for yellowtail or bluefins, and we went over a bunch of stuff, but settled on the Tranx. There's not a
Tranx
better, not
so
a better
awesome.
Cast and retrieve, whether it be popper or surface iron or Colt Sniper reel
for
that.
Or bait fishing.
Yeah, no, yeah. for sure.
It's a do it all reel.
It definitely is. Tony's use was wanting a new reel for the jig rod, so we did a Tranx 500, and we did 65 pound Power Pro, and we did a 40 pound. Like full cast length mono top shot on Tony. So 65
nice.
Pound Power Pro was your Spectre, Tony.
Thanks, and Dan, thanks for bringing the Freedom Boat Club option to all of us out here in San Diego. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to the new location. I know you can't disclose it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tony. Yeah, have a great day. I appreciate you as a member.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's cool. You got a lot of fans out there, Dan.
Apparently.
Yeah. You're doing it right.
Yeah. A lot of fans out there. So that's the thing, is that you listen to your members, like you were saying, that they like these certain boats. You'll bring more in.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. We do that all the time.
I really like your method of, you know, you add X amount of members, you add another boat. You add that many more members, you add another boat. So, the like you say, the weight for getting a boat will not ever change as the club grows. You know, you're always going to have access to boats.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's face it. I mean, you first hear the boat club model, you hear timeshare, you hear negative, you're going to take my money, I'm not going to be able to use
something. That's got to be the fear.
It's the fear. You know, when we sat at the very first Fred Hall show, me and my wife, and we spent all our time and money and effort to get this thing open, we were just listening to everybody, and we wanted to build a really great product. And the franchise came with us with that 10-to-1 ratio and usage model, and it's the only way to go.
Did you have any idea when you opened Freedom Boat Club? I remember meeting with you 5 years ago. You have any idea when you opened Freedom Boat Club that you'd be there in 5 years today, what you are?
You know, I didn't. You know, I was so ready to just get out of my past career, and so was my wife, to just try something new.
Yeah.
That was all we were thinking about. Let's get it successful. And over the years, we really saw what this thing could turn into. So.
Yeah. Jeff, did you have any idea where you'd be with H&H Marine here? It's only been, what, a couple years?
We've been open since April 2017, so
yeah.
2.5 years and growing strong. We're,
yeah,
you know, bringing in new boat lines, we're selling motors, we've got a packed yard, so
yeah.
Happy with the growth so far. And to be honest, answer the question, no.
Yeah, and all the work that you have too, right?
Yeah.
It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
You had mentioned Repower earlier in the show about what a big deal that is. And, you know, you guys, I don't know, have some magic touch on getting Yamahas, because that, you know, that was a thing for a while that, you know, people talked about being an issue, is that, you know, that motor was so highly sought after that just getting them wasn't easy.
It was not.
But you guys have always, you guys always seem to come through for everybody. I don't know what magic connection you had, but it was certainly a good one. Like, it's really become the source for Repower.
Yeah, that was more of a general Yamaha-wide, you know, kind of issue as far as the lack of inventory there for a little while. That's luckily for everybody, that's corrected itself. Mm-hmm. And you know, good for us, we can now get the motors that, you know, our customers want.
Sure, everything's available again.
Yeah.
Nice.
For the most part. But having that availability is great because, you know, the whole Repower market, there's a lot of folks out there that really, really like their boat.
Totally.
You know, the ride, the size, whatever it is, and, you know, motors do get old, you know, and they're tired of dumping the money and the fuel on the two strokes, and the cleanliness and the fuel efficiency just makes sense to keep what they like and just, you know, put something new in the back, and that prolongs the life of their boat for, you know, the next 10 years.
Yeah. What about a guy, like a situation that I think about? Our motor is still got a ton of life left to it. You've serviced the motor. It's a great motor, and it's still got a lot of time left. But what is the value of a motor like that, you know, for somebody that, you know, is thinking about potentially repowering? I love the idea of having a motor that we just don't ever have to worry about, and knock on wood, it has been that so far. But, you know, is there a guy that when, you know, his motor is in the middle of its life, does it become worth doing a repower because the engine still has value? Or is somebody better off kind of, you know, hate to say it, running it until it dies and then repowering? What's your thoughts on something like that?
It's really a great question. And it's so specific to the individual for a lot of reasons. So what we come across is, you know, a lot of guys kind of find themselves getting into the industry. They get into a center console. They use that boat for a couple of seasons, and then they want something bigger. Or maybe they do want to come back from the tuna grounds and be protected. Mm-hmm. So they start looking at other options. Some guys are like, oh, hey, I've, you know, maybe I'm not quite ready to pull the trigger on the bigger boat. Let me throw a no engine on this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a little bit of life left. So the mentality is, you know, you got a decent used motor. Maybe it's got 1,000 hours on it. Still has some resale value. You know, you spend the money, you roll that into the down payment on your new one. Maybe you finance the rest. You don't want to come out of pocket for the whole price. Then you throw a new motor on. You got a warranty for 3 or 5 years. If there's a sales deal going on, you know, you fish it for a couple of years, and then that motor's only get 200, 300, 400 hours on it with a warranty, maybe.
Right.
You know, you got a solid hull because you repowered, you know, whatever the hull is that you like, you know, then you get out of the boat and you buy something different. Or similar to, you know, Dan was mentioning, we're going to take a customer on a sea trial, and he presently has a center console and he's looking at a pilot house. He wants to see how that ride is.
Sure.
Now,
what about, you mentioned financing. What about financing?
Financing, you know, you can come to us and, you know, maybe you're ready to pull the trigger, maybe you're not. You know, we offer financing for everything. You can finance an engine. You can finance your boat.
Service, too. You can finance the service as well.
You can finance service?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Through one,
well, hopefully you don't have to.
If you come in and get a new repower, we can get some of the labor rolled into that for you, too.
Oh,
to help
really?
Out.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great, man.
Wow.
Yeah, totally.
What a great idea. So you get a repower, and then you roll in some extra kind of backup.
So with some of these,
because you got to take care of the motor.
No, that's a great call.
With these packages, you know, you roll that, you know, preventative maintenance package in there. You roll certain other things in there.
I love it.
You know your services are going to be covered.
Super idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've got built-in financing packages that can take care of people, and they can go to their own bank, or you guys can help them out.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's cool.
Financing options are great. Really great. What a great, great concept is that you guys have both sides covered.
Exactly.
Because let's face it, you know, a lot of us like to have our own boats, and we like to run around. So you kind of try before you buy, and then you go buy, and you've got that kind of that whole package with the Freedom Boat Club / H&H or anything. What a great concept.
Yeah, I'd love to have everybody inside our family here, and they can try the club out, they can buy a boat from us, we can service their current boat, they can go back and forth between both businesses. We just want to take care of people, get them fishing, and get on the water.
That's a good one.
I cracked up on your first story of, you know, the fishing guy that I don't care about pontoon boats, I don't care about wakeboard boats, I don't care about anything, and then the first boat that he ended up taking out was with the whole family. Because, again, like I keep saying the same story over and over, but, you know, us keeping our boat down at Dana Landing, like I see all those guys every day. The club is super popular, and you really do have everything. Bow riders, cruisers, those pontoon boats are crack up, and people all the time, you see them coming down in the afternoons and the evenings, get off of work, and I would bet a lot of those guys probably aren't even using the reservations, just, hey, the pontoon boat's, you know, available this afternoon. It's 95 degrees in Lakeside. Why don't you run down and go hang out and cruise around the bay for a couple hours? It doesn't cost you anything. I just think there's so many cool reasons to do it.
Yeah.
That last minute boating is really great.
Yeah.
You got to have that. I mean, if you own your own boat, you have that. When you have the boat club, you have that. What's even better is you don't have to worry about anything. You get off of work at 5 o'clock. You want to run down, jump on a boat for a couple hours, watch the sun go down, and then just go home after that. There's no trailering. There's no cleaning.
Yeah.
There's
nothing like having a boat in the water.
You probably wouldn't do that if you had to come home, hook the boat up, deal with everything that's involved, clean it afterwards. It just not forces you, but it allows you to use the boat in situations where you probably wouldn't if you had to deal with all the extras.
No doubt about it. Well, before we run out of time here, I have to mention, of course, haven't mentioned through the day, but this is our 28th anniversary weekend on the air. 28 years on the air. We started beginning of September in 1991 at a little station up in Carlsbad, and it was a Sunday afternoon show for an hour, and I was sales manager at this radio station up there. And so it's hard to believe.
Congratulations, man.
Years
that's awesome.
Going on here. And you've been here for how long, Rick?
I've 23 or 24 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Like it's been a really really cool ride.
Yeah, and I have to credit the Let's Talk Hookup name goes to credit from Cowboy, because we used to do these charters, and Cowboy was on the charter, and I said, I need a name for this new show, and Cowboy says, Let's Talk Hookup, and that's how it was born. So that was how it was born. But yeah, we're gonna start our 29th year on the air next weekend.
That's unbelievable.
So, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
it's been for me a really fun thing to get to be a part of.
Yeah.
And like my whole life and career, you know, I owe to the show. My dad and I used to listen to Let's Talk Hookup every Saturday and Sunday. Like that was the thing we would do is get up in the morning and listen. And, you know, I got to, I met Pete through a school project and, then used to answer the phones, you know, on a part-time basis and then a full-time basis and then got to come on. And it's, you know, it's where I met Doug and how I started working at the tackle store and working for Frank, and you know, everything I've done has been because of the show, and it's been a really fun 28.
And you were 14 when you started?
13 when I started answering the phones part time, and 14 when I was, you know, work permit and answering the phones for you full time.
And how old are you now?
I don't like to say. 37.
Jeez, man. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, it's been a great ride, and we want to thank all of our sponsors, all of the people that we've been associated with, and, of course, all of the listeners out there, too. Couldn't do it without the listeners. So, thanks. Let's try and do it for a lot more years. I don't know about 28 more years.
I'm good for another 28. Let's do it.
Maybe you can pull that off. But thanks a lot to all the support we've had for over the years, and thanks to all our backup guys like Adam. Adam's been with us for, geez, countless number
longer
of
than
years.
He probably wants to admit too.
So Adam's been with us for a long time, and of course our new addition here, Brian, here at the Fan. So thanks to everybody out there, and thanks for keeping with us. We're gonna keep at it.
You're damn right.
So we'll start our 29th year on the air next weekend.
That's for sure. Well, congratulations, man. That's an awesome milestone. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Dan, more with Jeff, and we're going to find out who's got themselves a trial membership to the Freedom Boat Club. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
We've got to do something.
Unlike your wife, your smart speaker will respond when you yell at it.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Just tell it to stream The Fan on radio.com by saying play 97.3 The Fan.
This is great. Oh, this is the rush I've been looking for.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, I know the time. A lot of people are very anxiously waiting to the radio. This was a very cool prize.
Yeah,
and again,
really nice.
Dan, that was really generous, and what a great opportunity for somebody to get to try out everything that is the Freedom Boat Club. So the trial membership, including the captain's time and your own use of one of the boats in the 40-boat fleet, that is going to Chuck in Dana Point. Chuck, congratulations, and man, you're looking for somebody to go with you on one of those boats.
Yeah.
Holler at me.
There you go. All right, well, thanks, Dan, and thanks, Jeff. Of course, once again, that great deal at HH Marine on that Defiance 22, the Admiral, probably that's the most popular model in the Defiance line, I believe, right?
I would say so.
Yeah,
but that deal extends for all the current inventory we have, so the 220 Admiral, the Let's Talk Hookup deal is $80,000. For the 250 Admiral, the Let's Talk Hookup deal is $120,000. For that 210 Catalina, we didn't really talk too much about
the center console.
Yeah, we're Let's Talk Hookup deal, $70,000.
Wow. Get out of here.
These guys will come down and see us.
That's super aggressive.
Yep. Like fully outfitted.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
You
yep.
guys are...
Come on down. We'll throw in the electronics that you guys want and book yours.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
all
good call,
ready
man.
All ready to go fishing.
There you go.
Yeah, so check it out. HH Marine, how do we find you, Jeff?
2680 Garnett Avenue, right off the freeway in PB. Phone 619-381-8480. Check us out on the web, hhmarinesd.com.
That's for Yamaha service?
Yamaha service, all engine service.
All engine service.
Yep.
You don't just do
Yamaha. We service everybody. We Mercs, Honda, Suzuki, come see
inboard,
us.
Inboard, outboard?
Yeah, I mean, prefer the outboard stuff,
yeah,
but
real bait tanks,
whatever
installs.
You get.
Yeah.
Yep, electronics installs, bait tank installs, come see us. We're going to be, you know, check out our website, you know, throughout the fall. We're going to have some, you know, cool winter specials and stuff.
Okay, so. Very good. And before we run out of time, Freedom Boat Club, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's 888-781-7363, or just go on freedomboatclub.com, put in your information, and one of my great salesmen will give you a call, Joe or Tony.
And make sure you come to the San Diego location, either Cabrillo Isla or in Mission Bay right there at Dana Land.
That's right. Absolutely. Please come
great
check
job,
us out.
Yeah.
Take a tour
that was really cool.
And check it out.
That's right.
All right. Going to be great. All right. Reminder, tomorrow, no Let's Talk Hookup. We get a day off.
Yeah.
And you do too.
Sleep in, man. That's going to be sweet.
Or let's go fishing.
I think I might go dove hunting tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right. Go check that out. But we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler will be on next Saturday. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing will be on next Sunday. I'll be elk.
You'll be shooting. Yeah, yes. You'll be hunting too.
So we'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan.